I mean, maybe
you discuss it with people, say, look, I think I'm a comedian.
I still don't. I think if my act has quality, I think it's the material. I think what I say is quite interesting, and I'm proud of that.
Yeah, but I'm saying...
I don't see myself as a really funny performer.
No, but once you've decided I'm going to get up and tell jokes, you have to say to friends, that's what I'm going to
do. Well, I don't often tell this, but Rick Mayall specifically said, don't do it. You'll make a fool of yourself. You're getting on as a, You've done the fabulous Tarzan sketch on Three of a Kind. It's beginning to cook for you, and he said, don't be a stand-up comic. You're going to make a git of yourself. So, Rick.
Something of a prophet.
Something
of a prophet,
our
Rick.
Yeah. Dad's a lovely. But, no, well, because, of course, we were working on the young ones at that time. And, of course, later on, Rick and I toured the stand-up comics together for many, many years.
But you were saying, which is an extraordinary thing, before we come on, when you said the public never, ever, ever have given you a hard time in the street. People would think that, oh, it's Ben Elton over there and some smile-it comment. You don't get it from the public.
You're trying to get me punched in a joke.
No. All it is, but people think, oh, Ben, he's a risky comic.
I don't think the public, which is a group of individuals, we're not an amorphous mass, I don't think the public give two tosses about Ben Elton or any celebrity is a myth. You know, it's bizarre, it's the White Hot Club, it's to fill up. I mean, imagine the newsprint that all the poor little gits who do sitcoms and do soap powder ads have to sort of fill up. You haven't done one, have you?
I may have in my time said the phrase even at 40 degrees. I don't know.
I am that on the ball, I am that topical that I know without even knowing. Did you see that happen?
You're a big shot without a television, that's what it is.
No, I watch the telly a lot, I just haven't caught your ads, love, you know, so. Did you see me in the Dazzo? I was terrible, wasn't I? Tell me I was terrible, I know I was terrible. I hadn't happened to catch it, but what I'm saying is that the whole idea that people are generally that bothered and are thinking something about me and something. People get on with their own lives and, occasionally journalists say, have you ever had trouble in the street for your outrageous opinions or whatever? Never, because I think people who don't like you turn you off and they don't care, and why should they?